New footage appears to back asylum seekers' claims of mistreatment by the Australian Navy. Passengers who were turned back from an area north of Australia on New Year's Day and washed up in Indonesia 5 days later claimed the Navy fixed up their boat's engine and forced them back to Indonesia. In the process, they claimed some passengers were punched and beaten, and some also claimed to have been burnt from being forced to hold onto part of the boat's engine. Well, video footage obtained by ABC News shows the asylum seekers having fresh burn marks inspected on their hands at a medical clinic back in Indonesia. The Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, denies any inappropriate behaviour by Australian sailors, as Indonesia correspondent George Roberts reports.
Just before Christmas and again early this year, asylum seeker boats turned up on Indonesia's Roti Island. Both groups said they were forced back by the Australian Navy. Passengers like Somali man Marke Abdullah Ahmed gave similar stories.
Yeah, they physically harmed us. Some of the, you know, passengers on board, they tried to complain and speak about just their problems. They just punched on, and punched physically and, you know, fall down on the ground.
He said some passengers were forced by the Navy to hold onto hot metal. The claims were hard to verify. Now footage taken that week and obtained by ABC News shows medics inspecting what appears to be severe burns and blisters on the palms of several asylum seekers' hands. Police from Roti Island have confirmed they took 10 asylum seekers for medical treatment. 7 had similar harsh burns. In the video, the Indonesian medics ask what caused it.
Okay, which part of engine?
The local police chief backs the asylum seekers' story that the Australian Navy made them hold on to a hot engine pipe. Earlier this month, the Australian Immigration Minister Scott Morrison confirmed that Australian sailors are no longer personally liable for what's done under Operation Sovereign Borders. Marke Abdullah Ahmed again.
Well, every question we asked them, they said, we don't know. It's the instructions of the government. Those who decide. The big decisions.
A spokesman for Scott Morrison has provided a statement in response to the mistreatment claims, saying Australian sailors have acted appropriately.
While not commenting or confirming any specific operations, the government rejects any allegation of inappropriate behaviour by our Navy or Customs and Border Protection personnel in the conduct of their duties as part of Operation Sovereign Borders. Smugglers and their clients have strong motivations for seeking to discredit the activities of Australia's border protection operations in an attempt to seek to undermine public support for the government's strong border policies.
Now there are two navies patrolling that piece of ocean after Australia's admission that it inadvertently breached Indonesia's territorial waters while trying to stop asylum seeker boats. The country has sent 4 navy ships to the area. A former Indonesian general and current member of the country's Foreign Affairs Commission, Tubagus Hasanuddin, says it's impossible for Australian ships to accidentally stumble into Indonesian waters.
I studied in Australia in the military academy. The Australian Navy doesn't have wooden boats. They have warships equipped with modern technology. They should have known which part of the water is Indonesia and which is not. There should not be any more breaches from their navy, and excuses like the radar isn't working or something, that's bullshit.
Tubagus Hasanuddin was military advisor to 3 Indonesian presidents. He says if Australia keeps pushing boats back to Indonesia, it risks a mid-ocean disaster.
Firstly, if they push back these people and kill them in the sea in doing so, it's fully their responsibility under the international law. Secondly, in Indonesia, officials have started to get angry. They refuse to talk about Australia. It's possible that if it happened again, our Navy will face them head to head. We're not talking about who will win or lose, but every country has the right to protect their territory.
Indonesia won't yet say if it's willing to accept Australia's apology for violating its territory. This is George Roberts in Jakarta, reporting for AM.
And AM requested an interview with the Minister, Scott Morrison, this morning, but he wasn't available. The Australian Defence Force also declined to comment, but referred AM to a statement issued earlier this week by the Chief of Navy defending the record and professionalism of Navy staff.